deductions or credits are not double the amount allowed for single filers.
It depends on your income, your state of residence, and the credits or deductions you use. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Showers this morning, then mostly cloudy with stray showers and pockets of drizzle in the afternoon. High temperatures in the lower 60s.
It is raining at 46 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
There will be more security today at Fluvanna County Schools after an anonymous threat was posted online. Investigators are working to find the credibility of that threat.
The University of Virginia held a session on coronavirus yesterday afternoon.
Five experts took to the stage at the UVA Batten School for a discussion on the intersection of health and policy and how it can be used to combat the deadly coronavirus. The effects of the deadly disease are being seen further than just inside affected countries. Dropping stock prices and other economic factors can also be attributed to the disease that has slowed production in China.
What's important to realize is how much of what we consume, both as a final good or as an intermediate good, there is produced in China. Right, and so when China sneezes, the globe catches a cold, if you will.
At the panel, experts also discussed how coronavirus can be difficult to test for and how data is only as good as the countries reporting it. Today's talk was part of the Batten School's regular Batten Hour program. Reporting live in the studio, I'm Katherine Young, CBS 19 News.
And the White House is asking Congress for $2.5 billion to combat the coronavirus.
After hearing from the father of a Fluvanna County girl whose hand was mutilated by a rabid dog and the Commonwealth's attorney, Jeff Hayslip, Delegate Rob Bell's bill requiring the enforcement of quarantines for rabid animals has been unanimously endorsed by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Charlottesville police are reminding people to lock their cars after seeing an increase in the number of reported thefts from cars. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 48 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's Place for exclusive coverage of CPAC 2020, brought to you by ShowmastersGunshows.com and the Lynchburg Gun Show coming up this weekend, WCHV.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
I would be so productive.
Take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabits for no additional cost for the first year with a 3-year agreement. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/1/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one voice mobility line. Regular rates apply after first 12 months. 3-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay.
I'm Jill Nato. South Korea reports this morning the number of people infected with coronavirus now nearly up to 1,000. In China, near